TCR Diaries for November 9th, 27. God damn it. TCR Diaries for November 10th, 2017. Back when I was drinking, I wasn't enough. Inside. I wanted something, anything to tell me that I was. And one of those things I wanted, probably the biggest, was more. Not just more drinking, but more doing, too. Constantly feeling on the go, I got this to do and that to do, doing more, wanting more, 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 more. And then when I would actually do something, I never felt like I could commit to it because everything else I had to do was on my mind as well. Looking back now, I can see that underneath all of that more, I felt that if I could just get all these things done, then I'd be happy, that you'd be happy with me. I'd feel like that I was enough, that I had accomplished something with my life, that I'd be a complete person like everybody else. It's the textbook example of a human doing instead of a human being, as it were. What's more is that when people would ask me to do something, I'd be like, sure, okay, even if I didn't want to, even if I felt like they were just out for themselves. I'd already be juggling too many balls, but hey, what's one more up in the air? More is good, right? It's no wonder I felt overwhelmed for most of my life. So getting sober, being sober, I had to learn how many balls I could actually juggle. I had to learn how and when to say no. And learning how to say no to myself came a lot easier than learning how to say no to other people. By working the 12 steps, going to meetings, hanging out and talking with other people in recovery and my sponsor, I learned how to live sober. I learned how to be assertive and accept what I can do and what I can't do. We learn our lessons. We learn our skills one day at a time, one conversation at a time. We're not going to master life in an hour. It takes time to absorb new concepts and then practice them in our daily lives. Even more so when you're like me and have a whole slew of unhealthy behaviors to let go of first. I can't say enough for setting boundaries either. There's plenty of people that also want more, and they will try to take their more from us. And we'll have to learn how to deal with them if we want to be at peace with ourselves. Step 10 from Alcoholics Anonymous reminds me to continually look at my inventory, see what's going on and how I feel. And then step 11 reminds me that I need to look for God's will and the power to carry that out. Similar to before, it's easier for me to see when my will differs from God's. But then it's a little trickier to figure out where someone else's will and God's will differ. Like when someone would ask me to do something and then I thought that that was God's will, God wanting me to step up and do whatever. And sometimes it is, but then also sometimes it isn't. There's plenty of people in the world that would take advantage of us, that would try to use and manipulate us. When they ask something of us, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's God's will and that we have to do it. I think that it could be God's will that a lesson just came into my life through those people, and that lesson very well could be learning how to and continuing to practice saying no. We were talking about the Serenity Prayer last night in a meeting, accepting the things that we cannot change and so on. Sometimes I have a whole list of things I need to do, chores and groceries and errands and bills and laundries, being responsible for something that I can't really change. So I prioritize, do what I can do each day and let that be good enough. If I'm in a good spiritual place, that will come relatively easy. It's important to remember that there's more to the Serenity Prayer than just acceptance. I sometimes forget that. The prayer isn't about me blindly accepting whatever comes along as God's will. There's also the courage to change the things that I can't. And sometimes that's me telling another person no, that I'm not going to co-sign their bullshit, as it were. I'm not letting you have any more of my stuff. Jimmy told me once not to do something that I didn't really want to do. Yeah, sometimes I'm being lazy and don't want to do whatever, but there's also times when I don't feel comfortable with what someone is asking. In those situations, I need to find the wisdom to know the difference between A, if I'm being self-centered, and B, if me doing whatever will only end up hurting me. I find that wisdom by pausing. If someone asks me to do something and I'm not completely on board with it, then me saying, let me get back to you on that, is the best thing that I can do. I don't work well under the spotlight. I need time to inventory and seek God's will before I agree to something. And God will show me the path because God could and would have sought. Jimmy also reminds me that we're entitled to serenity, that it's our divine right to peace and happiness. If I look at the first three words of the Serenity Prayer, God grant me, they support that entitlement. To wrap this up, I'm not trying to juggle more balls these days. I don't want that quest. I want inner peace. Having more, doing more doesn't make me feel good or complete. Being right with God, being right with me, and being right with you guys, that does. All right, shout out to Ken L. from Washington, John S. from Missouri, and Joan L. from Pennsylvania for your donations. You guys are the fucking best. Peace out.